Shepard, as I'm sure you know, as a dramatic move away from the administration. It's my intention not to move in that direction. I think for this fundamental reason, as long as the administration is still negotiating, I think that my position has to be in good conscience unless and until there is some evidence of a reciprocal step, that we could not stop the bombing.
Yes.
That's still the administration's position.
Yes, except reciprocal, Dick, is a bad word with them. I'd say unless they gave us some assurance that it wouldn't, unless we had some indication that it would not cost the lives of our men. Now, I found this memo, if you want me to read it to you very quickly. What is the effect of our current bombing operation in North Vietnam? This is September 28th, from Abrams to Johnson. Deterrence is the first effect. Our air presence is keeping the enemy from moving his air forces, rail system, logistic base southward toward DMZ. After better than 70 days of effort, it is now clear that our concentrated efforts to choke traffic at 4 primary and 6 road points and at 6 critical water points in North Vietnam have reduced the enemy's detective flow of troops from the mid-July high of 1,000 per day to less than 150 since that time. Southbound truck detection the past few weeks have numbered fewer than 100 per day. If the bombing in North Vietnam ceases, a return to the level of 1,000 per day would have to be expected. These efforts have also prevented the enemy from massing artillery, supplies, and air defense means for sudden attack against the DMZ. Possible of greater consequence is that combined Navy and 7th Air Force interdiction efforts in North Vietnam have effectively impeded the transshipment southward of the significant stocks of supplies which continue to move into Tan Hoa and Ben areas by rail, road, and boat. Question number 2, what would be the military effect of a cessation of that bombing? A. Answer. The major result of a bombing halt would be the enemy's increased capability to position and maintain large ground forces north of DMZ in close proximity to our U.S. and Arvin forces deployed to defend the I Corps. He could concentrate his artillery, armor, air forces, and air defense forces in direct support of these ground forces and place them in a position to initiate a large-scale invasion of South Vietnam with minimum warning time. B, we can expect the enemy to develop forward logistic complexes. C, the enemy will devote a maximum initial effort to reconstruction of his lines of communication south of the 19th parallel. D, airfields south of the 19th will return to service. A bombing pause would permit North Vietnamese Army to make fuller use of landlines and communication. Countrywide, the North Vietnamese Army presently devotes an estimated 80,000 troops to his air defense mission. Now these are two good figures. North Vietnamese Army devotes an estimated 80,000 troops to his air defense mission, plus perhaps 110 to 200,000 laborers. Complete bombing cessation would allow the North Vietnamese Army several options, any of which would increase the threat to American forces in or near South Vietnam. Question number 3. Since March 31st, that was my speech, what is the average number of trucks destroyed and trucks damaged per week? What is the average number of trucks sighted in the Panhandle per week? What is your best estimate of the total number of trucks sighted and unsighted that flow through the Panhandle each week and the proportion of this total that we're not getting? Answer. The enemy's day movement of trucks has been virtually halted. As a consequence of night attacks against the above areas, the enemy has ceased moving in convoys and has been unwilling to allow his trucks to wait behind crossing points. As a result, most of his trucks have been kept north of Route Package 1, moving out singly under the cover of darkness. Consequently, fewer kills have been possible. In the week of July 1420, an average of 508 trucks per day were sighted from all sources. After that period, there was a steady decrease in truck traffic as the enemy felt the full weight of our interdiction bombing campaign concentrated at key traffic choke points. In the week prior to Typhoon Bess on September the 4th, the sightings had decreased from 508 trucks per day to 151 per day. Since September the 4th, truck kills and damages have averaged 32 per week as a consequence of nearly complete blockage of his Meyer choke point. Question 4. What is the estimate of military casualties we inflict on the enemy each week in the bombing of North Vietnam? We believe the military casualties resulting from intensive airstrikes since mid-July 68 have increased significantly. As in our previous submission, casualties on the order of 5 to 10,000 per month do not seem unreasonable. Question number 5. Is there any possibility of your providing for the present even an approximate estimate of the additional casualties America would take if we stopped the bombing in North Vietnam? I've reviewed the factors considered in my response to this question. Further examination of the results of the air interdiction campaign convinces me that my estimate at that time remains valid. In summary, a cessation of offensive action north of DMZ would enable the enemy to mass personnel and equipment along the DMZ, would facilitate his infiltration and logistics support across and around the DMZ. It would increase the air, artillery, and ground threat to our forces located in northern I Corps. I must emphasize the adverse effect of a cessation without reciprocity on the morale of the officers and men of my command, as well as those of the Republic of Vietnam Armed Forces, who would be exposed to increased enemy pressure from a newly created sanctuary. Conversely, a complete bombing cessation would raise the enemy's confidence and his aggressiveness. It would validate his doctrine of the insurgency war. It would confirm his unrealistic view of the military, political, and psychological posture of the warring parties. It will portray to him increased strength on his part and growing weakness on ours. It will demonstrate to him that he is winning. Above all, it will convince him that he must continue or increase the current tempo of the war to gain the ultimate victory. Militarily and psychologically, a complete bombing cessation will shift the balance significantly toward the enemy, unquote. Now, that's today.
That's just today.
That's today. Now, we have not given that to the Vice President. He has not asked for it. We will give it to him if he does ask for it. I didn't call him because I don't want to be coaching in this campaign. I'm trying to run the war. The position that I think is safe
is
the position that the President, and there's just one President, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Ambassador Bunker, and General Abrams are responsible for that situation in Vietnam. They're going to be responsible until a new president is elected. Therefore, you're not going to try to look over their shoulders without all the information and tell them what is best. You have to have some confidence in the professional army and in the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense, and you believe that every American wants peace, but you're not, in order to win a campaign, not going to be in a position of trying to overrule all of these men without any information that would justify your doing it.
That's what I've been saying. Of course, I think on this, too, I can just say what I have said previously, that as I understand it, it is the position that if there's any evidence that there would be that a bombing pause could take place without endangering our people, our men, we will go ahead and do it. Isn't that really our position?
Well, Not necessarily. We have said we favor the stopping the bombing if it doesn't endanger our men, and of course we want them to close that DMZ. We don't want them to take advantage of us. That's San Antonio. We said we don't want them to take advantage if they'll assure us.
Yeah.
We said don't shell the cities.
Right.
The most important thing, though, Dick,
is the recognition of the government.
We've got just let them hear. Just let them sit in.
Right.
We've got 1 million men there now. If they pull out, we're in one hell of a shape. We've lost everything.
It's done, that's right. Well, I hesitate to bother you, but I just wanted to be sure that I was up to date on everything.
I think that
this is the kind of
the least you can get into tactics and strategy, the better any candidate is. And I say that to American Party, Republican Party, or Democratic Party. And I put that responsibility on somebody else till I had to assume it myself if I was elected. And I would just say to them that you believe that the Joint Chiefs, the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of Defense have made our position clear at Paris, and that you are not going to overrule that position unless you have more information than you have.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to continue to say.
Thank you, Dick.
Appreciate your time.
Bye-bye.
Are you waiting? Waiting.